It was coming in the house. And my husband, he was in bed, asleep. Of course, he has a brain tumor, and we went in and roused him up, and I told him to jump up right quick. We was all going to drown, be washed away, and so we finally got him up, and as we stepped off of my back porch, I went into my waist, and I held on to my grandson and the fence until I got back here at this vacant house up against the hill. So we went up on the hill and stayed up there to 3:30 this morning. And I'll tell you, we prayed up on that hill that the Lord would let us, if it's his will, would save them other five that was holding to that utility pole back here.
You lost a lot of your neighbors, though, didn't you?
I certainly did. And they was good neighbors, too.
How you feel?
Oh, pretty good.
You happy to be out?
Yes, sir.
Let's go over to Shannon. How do you feel?
Good.
Were you worried inside there?
Well, sure I was worried. I got a family. Mom, Dad, everybody's on it. Hank's with us.
Yeah. Right. Hank, what are you going to do now?
What am I going to do now? I'm going home to my family fast as I could. Let's go, brother.
Let's go.
Chester, I wonder if you'd tell me what led you to kill your wife.
Well, we've been fighting for the last couple of years. Then this Saturday night we got into battle. And she hit me over the head with a high heel shoe, you know, right on top of the head. Well, that made me mad. I grabbed her by the neck and shook her up, see. She fell over. Well, then I went out for about an hour. I come back in the house. She's still laying there yet. But that's where it all started.
Chester, had you thought at all of killing her at any time before?
Oh, I got off a man in a lot of time, but never got that.
How were you and your wife getting along?
Not too good.
Why weren't you getting along?
Well, it just wasn't those things. They just wasn't making it, that's all. We haven't been getting along for the last year.
Well, now that your wife is dead, how do you feel about it?
Well, I don't know. I don't feel much different, to tell the truth.
How many feet of ditches I got on top of me anyhow?
You mean on top of you?
How many feet of dirt you gotta go down yet?
About 3-4 feet?
Yeah.
4 feet, Julie. Yeah.
Let me talk to him, man.
Hey, Julia.
Hello.
Can you move it all down there?
Well, I can't move any because I got a broken... Oh, wow. My everything hurts. I can move a little bit, yes.
Are you pinned in there, Julia?
Not quite, no.
Okay. Ah, you stay there.
You see where I'm at, look.
Yeah, I see you now. I see you, Julia.
Okay.
Okay, kid.
How long is it going to be?
Well, it won't be too long.
Please.
Down the ladder that we tried to bring him around, and well, I guess that's the way it goes. But we tried to find a crippled woman in the apartment. That's what we went in for. We went in twice looking for this crippled woman. Bart paid for it with his life.
3 days.
What do you do to pass the time? How long have you been up there?
3 days.
What do you do to pass the time away?
Well, I got a guitar here to keep myself amused. Boys come around once in a while and say hi to me. I can get my job off. Stick it out.
What if it takes a couple of weeks?
I'll stick it out.
What if it takes a month?
I'll stick it out.
What if it takes a year?
I'm still here.